You are listening to the Actor Aesthetic Podcast, Episode 5. Today we're talking about why you should join Equity and all of the benefits that come from it. Let's get started. Everybody, this is Maggie Berra here. Welcome to the Actor Aesthetic Podcast. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for joining us. The Actor Aesthetic Podcast is produced every Monday for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at actoraesthetic.com/podcast. You can also follow me on Instagram at Actor Aesthetic and on Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now, let's get on to the show. So I thought it was really important to start off my podcast talking about the union and laying a really strong foundation about the basics of Actors Equity, the auditions that Actors Equity runs, and how to take advantage of them. And one topic that gets requested a lot is, when should I join the union? It's an age-old question. Everyone wants to know when and how they should join the union, why they should join the union, etc. So for me, growing up as an actress, my ultimate goal was to join the union and be a working actor. Not necessarily to be on Broadway. Obviously, that's a huge goal for me, as it is for many of you, I'm sure. But that wasn't the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal was to be a working actress and to be a member of the Actors Equity Association. Something about having an equity card was holy to me. It was like holding a credential that reflected a seriousness of purpose and pride in this industry. And I wanted to be a part of the largest theater union in the country with a history that goes back to over 100 years, providing protection for actors. Every actor has their journey, and it is your own prerogative when and how you should join the union. But today I'm here to talk about why you should join the union and the various contract and membership benefits that come from it. So we talked about it in detail in the first episode of the Actor Aesthetic Podcast, but basically Actors Equity Association is the performing arts union representing more than 51,000 professional stage actors and stage managers in the United States. Once you become a member of the union, you are entitled to two different categories of benefits, and they are contract benefits and membership benefits. So let's start with contract benefits. So Equity has fought time and again for the dignity of the performer. Prior to the stage union, most actors worked without contract or security of any kind. And today, the union works diligently to negotiate contract rates, minimum salaries, ensure overtime pay and extra pay for additional duties. They ensure free housing on contract, and per diem is always included on tour. Equity also requires most producers to post a bond to ensure payment even if a show closes or a producer defaults. So you still get paid and you won't get stranded, which is awesome. Strict work rules are enforced on all Equity contracts, including length of day, breaks in between rehearsal periods, days off, and safe and sanitary conditions. And this is really, really important. As an actor, you're not going to feel overworked. And if you do start to feel overworked, you're probably getting paid overtime at that point, which is a good reason to keep working. Unless otherwise noted, most contracts under Actors Equity Association provide health insurance, pension, and 401k. If you are just figuring out how to get your foot in the door at auditions with casting directors and agents and creative teams and all that jazz, you probably aren't thinking about health insurance and 401ks and pensions, but man, is it gonna be important to you when you turn 26 and you're worried about losing your parents' health insurance. And it's also important to start thinking about this now especially if you want to invest in your future as a performer. If you really want to continue to do this as a performer, you're going to make sure that you have enough money to back you up and that you have enough money saved and put away. And being a member of the union allows you to do so through a 401k and a pension plan. Hospital and medical benefits are provided by Cigna. If you heard that before, this is the Connecticut General Life Insurance Company, also known as the medical plan. And prescription drug benefits are provided by ProAct. An optical plan administered by Davis Vision provides eye coverage, and dental coverage is available to participants on a voluntary self-pay basis through Cigna. Yay, insurance. If you are ever, God forbid, injured on the job, workers' comp is available as well as supplemental workers' comp insurance that provides additional compensation. Those are just a few of the contract benefits. If you want to learn more about that, just go to actorsequity.org and you can search and find plenty of information on the contract benefits once you join the union. Moving on to membership benefits. So Equity ensures professional name protection, prohibiting the issuing of a professional name that is identical or even, no joke, similar sounding to that of an already current member of the union. So you cannot have a name registered through the union that sounds similar or is identical to someone else who is in the union. There can only be one you. Tax assistance is also provided through volunteer income tax assistance or VITA. The VITA program prepares and files your tax returns when you are seen on an appointment or walk-in basis. I hear this program is incredible, so take advantage of that once you become a union member. You are entitled to member discounts, which include classes, workshops, fitness centers and gyms, hotels and restaurants, salons and spas, studios and rehearsal spaces, subscriptions and tickets, etc. Off the top of my head, I know classes at Broadway Dance Center are discounted. Massage Envy in New York City, they offer discounts for memberships, for Actors Equity Association members. Also at Pearl Studios and Ripley Greer, I believe, they offer discounts for reserving a rehearsal studio ahead of time. Equity also provides its members with regularly administered free flu shots and also special events and seminars on the business of Broadway, on how to do your taxes, on producing a show, and a lot more. Now, what I really love the most about being a member of Actors Equity Association is that Equity members have audition access to over 1,000 auditions per year. Sometimes I feel like it's more than that. Equity has negotiated required auditions for principal and chorus performers. More than 1,300 audition notices are posted on Equity's website annually. Equity's casting call, accessed through the member portal website when you join the union, is focused on accessibility and signing up for auditions with ease. For members on the road, and members out of town, or even for those sitting at home, Casting Call is a member feature that is dedicated to making sure searching for a job is a lot easier. Not only are you able to sign up for Equity chorus calls and Equity principal auditions, but you also have the option to save notices for auditions that you're interested in and add upcoming auditions directly to your calendar. Equity sets terms and regulations for agents that protect our members and standardizes conditions such as commission schedule, termination agreements, and more. And members receive access to the Equity News magazine, the official magazine of Actors Equity Association. It's currently published quarterly, and it's called Equity News, and it's been around in a variety of formats since 1915. Additionally, union membership also includes access to service organizations like, for example, the Actors Fund, Actors Federal Credit Union, Union Plus, and AFL-CIO. These organizations offer a host of additional resources such as emergency assistance and seminars, career counseling, low-cost financial services, loans, and discounts. They're really awesome. And one of the most important benefits of equity membership that is often overlooked is the experience and knowledge of the equity staff. So equity's business representatives enforce each member's individual contract provisions and riders. They are the ones that monitor safety conditions. They administer equity's agreements with franchised agents and assist members with work-related issues like unemployment and workers' compensation claims. If you haven't already, I really would advise you to go back and listen to episode 1 if you are curious about how to join Actors Equity. But whether you are deciding whether or not to join Equity or you are a very new member, these are just a couple of the membership benefits that you can take advantage of when you join. Obviously, my favorite is the fact that I can schedule auditions a week beforehand or sign up for auditions the morning of with ease. I remember the EMC and non-equity life, and I know what it's like to sit at auditions and wait and wait and wait and not get seen, and how frustrating that is and how time consuming it is. But one of the really awesome things that you can do as an equity member is take advantage of the auditions that are provided for you. That's why we have them. That's why you pay your dues. One of the reasons why you pay your dues is so you have auditions and you can get in front of agents and casting directors and creative teams that you might not otherwise be able to get in front of. My other favorite benefit since joining the union is how well contracts are negotiated for you. Obviously, you can have agents negotiate them once you receive the contract with the producer of the theater, but those contracts are already really well set for you. The conditions, the rules, where you live, how much money you're making, it's all really top dollar, and I am very appreciative of what the union does for its actors. So I want to take a quick minute to thank those of you who have found me through Instagram or just through iTunes or Google Play or whatever. I want to thank you for listening to me today. I know that the podcast is very new, but I have been blogging for some time, and so I appreciate your support always. Special, special shout outs go to Alex and Sarah Joy, Jazz, Anna, Rosalind, Hunter, Shake. You have no idea how much it means to me that you guys are sharing my podcast and spreading the word. You guys are the reason why I continue to do this, and I really, really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. So this concludes episode 5 of the Actor Aesthetic Podcast. If you enjoyed this, please rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. If you feel so inclined, give me a shout out on Instagram. And for further inquiries, go ahead and email me at maggie@actoraesthetic.com or shoot me a DM at actoraesthetic. I am always open to hearing topic suggestions for upcoming podcasts. It takes a village, y'all. I'll see you next week.